This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Many of us use WhatsApp as a way of communicating with others, but across the last month, the app has made headlines for perhaps not the best of reasons. Well, joining me to explain is our tech expert, Jeff Quattromani from the Technology Uncorked podcast. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Jeff, first of all, for those who may not use WhatsApp, what are the best features that have had users on board for a while?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think a lot of people are using WhatsApp for, you know, obviously instant communication between one another. It does replace SMS for a lot of people. Personally, I use it a lot for group chats, you know, bringing friends together in a single chat space where, you know, you just send one message and everybody actually knows what's going on, whether it's with friends or family. And even colleagues are starting to do the same. We're noticing at work, people putting together WhatsApp groups so we can all just communicate there, because it's not that easy or as instant if you do it via email and things like that.
And yet, just last month, the app announced in a brand new 4,000-word privacy policy. I mean, that's quite hefty to read through. That some changes are afoot for users. Can you explain, maybe in shorter terms than 4,000 words, what's there and what might be important for us to know?
Yeah, look, I think no one ever reads the privacy policies because of that reason. They see this very long list of text and they just hit accept and move on. But unfortunately, I've had to go through and read it because of conversations that we're having today, for example. And I must say the biggest change is that businesses that work with Facebook will start to be able to use WhatsApp to engage with their customers. So say, for example, you've got a Facebook page as a business, maybe you're an electronics retailer or something like that. If you now choose to do customer service via Facebook, you'll be using WhatsApp as your engine to do that. So what WhatsApp now needs to do is tighter integration within the Facebook platform to actually allow that communication to come through. Whereas before, WhatsApp acted very independently to Facebook. So we're starting to see some small connections happening with the platform, but it really does just affect businesses here.
It is easy to forget that WhatsApp is indeed owned by Facebook. And is this going to be a good thing for Facebook? Because I can't see it winning any more fans than it already is losing at the moment.
Yeah, look, this is a problem. And there's always going to be backlash whenever a privacy policy changes, because people instantly start thinking about what it actually means for them. And most people, when they first would sign up to most applications or social media services, they hit accept before they even read the privacy policy. But when you're actually making a policy change while you're already a user, it can raise alarm bells. So I can see why people will be concerned. There's already a bit of a campaign for people to drop WhatsApp and move on to other platforms. But I think based on what I've seen and what I understand, I don't think it's something people should be too concerned about.
Okay. Because I did read that when they first announced this privacy policy back mid-January, that a whole bunch of users, even though they didn't quite understand the privacy policy, just exited, just left and tried to find something else.
Yeah. And this is one of the problems, I think, and it tends to happen a lot, that people will see something trending on Twitter or on Facebook where there's a boycott towards something, and people just jump on the bandwagon without actually knowing the detail behind it. And it can be harder sometimes to actually find out the truth behind these campaigns. But in this instance, I don't think people have to be rushing off WhatsApp. I personally won't be. I don't mind if businesses at some point choose to engage with me on WhatsApp, for example.
Okay. Well, I mean, this week, WhatsApp has now said that this privacy policy must be accepted by May 15. What will happen if they don't?
Yeah, it's a good question. So if you choose not to accept this policy and you keep getting reminders within WhatsApp about it, you can ignore it up until May 15. What happens after that is that you'll actually receive notifications that a message has come through. You'll know that there's something waiting for you in the app, but you won't be able to read it or respond to it beyond the 15th of May. So you'll either need to make a decision to move off WhatsApp or accept these new terms and move on.
WhatsApp really is the dominant messaging service in this space, but are there alternatives, Jeff?
Yeah, there is. And one of them is called Signal. Signal and Telegram would be the other one that people will probably gravitate towards. That both of them have got very strong encryption, just like WhatsApp does from a privacy point of view. They both allow group chats and the sharing of images and videos and things like that. So there are very good options. They are free as well. I think at some point you're going to have to figure out how those services will also monetize. So maybe something would happen to them later on as well. But yes, WhatsApp is probably the biggest player. Obviously, Facebook Messenger still exists, but you're part of Facebook if you choose to use that. So yeah, you've got those big three at the moment.
And I can imagine that what WhatsApp really has in its basket is that people are just used to using it. To get your group chats all over to Signal is a really hard process.
It is. And it's quite interesting that not so long ago, I actually ditched my smartphone and went back to a dumb phone. And I thought, I'm just going to have a break from a lot of things. But what I realized is even though I wasn't on WhatsApp and Facebook Messenger and things like that anymore, all my friends and family still were. So all those group chats continued without me, and you end up actually being isolated from that. So if you do choose to leave WhatsApp, make sure you're taking everybody on board with you. Otherwise, you might be excluding yourself from conversations and invitations to dinners and things like that.
Well, Jeff, I will remain with WhatsApp and expect an invite to your house for dinner. But until then, Jeff Quattromani from the Technology Uncorked podcast, thanks for joining me on Hope Breakfast and explaining all things WhatsApp.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.